Shoes that fit. Shoes that fit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Shoes that fit. We all go through life with this body of ours, and we call it wonderful and beautiful. And we do our utmost to feed our body foods that are beneficial to us, foods that enhance our body and enhance our life, and we even try to be so careful to eat foods that are organic, foods that are very special. But do we take care of our feet? Do we really take care of our feet? We're on our feet most of our life. And we're walking, and we're traveling, and we're doing things. And by and large, our feet are comfortable. By and large, our feet are okay. But have you ever thought about how wonderful your feet are, how marvelous your feet are, how your feet take care of you to walk you wherever you want to go? Do you stop and massage your feet? Do you stop and love your feet and say, "Thank you, feet, you're wonderful. You're just fantastic"? No, we take our feet quite for granted. And we take our feet for granted most of the time. It's only when we have a pinched toe, or we kick ourselves or hurt ourselves in some way, or we have a stone in our foot, in our shoe or something, that it disturbs us. But there are companies that provide you with an ideal fit for your feet. Now, people who are diabetic oftentimes have foot problems. And so they take very special care of their feet. They buy shoes that are perfectly formed for their feet, that allow their feet to expand, that allow their feet to be comfortable. They take very good care of them, but only, it seems, when they seem to have a problem. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of our life we would take care of our feet? If all of our life we would treat our feet as though they were really something very comfortable? Now, we buy clothing fit to size. We buy hats fit to size. We buy gloves fit to size. Why not buy shoes fit to size? Well, you say we do. No, we don't. Shoes used to come in wide, medium, or small, or long, or short. They would come in various sizes. And then, if they didn't fit exactly right, we knew that by wearing them a good time, our feet would push them into shape, or our feet would be crushed into shape. Now, there are companies that make shoes very specially. They give you a form. You draw your form with your pencil around a piece of paper, and you send it to them, and they give you shoes that are basically close to what you want. But there are other companies that, if you will put your foot in a mold, and then send them the mold that you have made of your foot, they will make a shoe exactly suited to your foot, exactly fit to your foot. Oh, it costs a little more. It's a little better quality, but it's a standard-looking shoe, and it's a standard-made shoe, so that the last will always be continuous and positive and powerful, and it'll have a good long life with good leather to it, good soul to it, and good construction to it. But in the world of 7 billion people, how many people take advantage of a company that designs shoes just exactly for your foot? I would say very few. Very few. Millions, yes, but very few compared to 7 billion. Why is it that is so? Well, it's just not been too popular. Although the shoes are fit perfectly, we are accustomed to shoving our feet into shoes that do not always fit perfectly. We're accustomed to not giving ourselves the best. But if we really loved ourselves, it's never too late to give ourselves the best, even though our feet may have been crushed and punched and put into high-heeled shoes and into low-heeled shoes and into narrow shoes and into wide shoes and into shoes that fit improperly and shoes that fit overly. They were too big for us. And so we wore more socks, perhaps, to keep them comfortable on our feet. But to have the ideal shoe means that we take a little time. We find this company that makes them, and we can certainly find that very easily on the Internet. On the Wikipedia, on the Google, we just look up perfect-fitting shoes, and then we'll find companies all over the world who make them. And then we'll find that people who have wealth and who have the ability to do it have these shoes perfectly made for their feet. Now, they don't make a big hullabaloo about it. They don't make a big noise about it, telling everybody, I got shoes that perfectly fit my feet. They just do it. They don't say, I have clothes that perfectly fit me. They just do it. And as their size changes on their clothing, they buy different size clothing. And as the size changes on their shoes, they would buy different shoes and not say a thing about it. Can you and I not say a thing about it, but wear clothing that fits us? Can we buy shoes that are perfectly fit for our feet so that we are comfortable from day beginning to day ending, that we don't even feel like we have shoes on? And children who live in the desert, they have feet that are used to running around without shoes on. And their feet build a callus on them, not really a callus, they build a leathery surface on them, which is wonderful for protecting their feet and protecting their body. And their feet can run for miles without wearing off, without hurting them in the slightest, because they have loved their feet, they have massaged their feet, they have trained their feet mentally, saying they have the ideal feet. But look at the feet of people who do walk barefoot a lot, and you'll find that the skin is a little leathery, but yet it is soft and pliable. It's not hard like a hard leather shoe. It is firm, and it is resilient, and it is flexible to a high, wonderful degree. And because of that, walking on these bare feet, or walking even with shoes, they do so with great comfort and with great joy. Are our feet worthy of having shoes that truly fit us perfectly? Are our feet worthy of always tending to our feet and making sure that they are comfortable, always making sure that they are in ideal shape? Are our feet always the ideal feet as we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body? As we have ideal hands, as we have ideal eyes, as we have ideal ears. The more we bless our eyes, ears, nose, throat, feet, hands, everything about our body, everything about it, every organ, action, function of our body, the more we bless it, the more we tend to it gently and care for it lovingly, the longer it will provide us with the ideal body in which to live, because that's what its purpose is, and that's what its direction is, and that's what its goal is. We have the ability to have ideal shoes. And most of us have the ability to have ideal shoes, and we can afford them. We should certainly be doing that with our children as they're growing up, so their feet will always be in perfect shape. Not crushed or not flabby or not hurting, always in perfect shape. Because the feet want to be resilient and come back to their original purity and integrity whenever they are injured. But why not give them the opportunity not to be injured? Give them the opportunity to live in their ideal shoe. We want to live in our ideal body. We want to wear our ideal clothing. We want to have our ideal hat, our ideal gloves, our ideal body that we live in. How can we do that? We can do that by caring always to have the finest. Not a lot of shoes, but shoes that are ideal for our feet. Gloves that are ideal for our hands. Clothing ideal for our body. And a body ideal for our spirit, mind, and soul. That's who we are. We are beautiful beings. We are wonderful beings. We walk around all day long doing things. But when we start going for some special event like track or running or traveling or going hiking, we buy special shoes. We buy special clothing. We don't just make do, because if we make do, then we will be making do with something not beneficial to us. For as we love our body, as we love our being, as we love everything about us, we will tenderly care for it, we will tenderly honor it, we will give it the very best, always knowing that whatever is our highest and best is what makes our life fulfilled in every beautiful way. This day, promise yourself that you're going to honor this temple of the living spirit that you live in, that you're going to bless it with the clothing that is beautiful and lovely and fitting, with shoes that are ideal for your feet, gloves ideal for your hand, with thoughts that are ideal for your body. Last night, we listened to a video for a little while, and it was telling the unhappy experiences of an individual. It was telling the unhappy things that this individual was going through. And it wasn't long before we had that movie turned off, and we went on to other things. But even to listen to it for a little while, to listen to the unhappy thing is filling our mind with garbage. And so it is that we fill our bodies with garbage when we make shoes too tight, when we make clothing that doesn't fit us properly, when we do things that's not a blessing to us and our body and our world. So this day I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and I clothe my ideal spirit, mind, and body with ideal clothing, ideal shoes, ideal gloves, ideal hats, ideal food, ideal friendship, ideal knowledge, ideal stories. I am always living from my highest and best, and that's all that matters to me, and that's all that I want to do. Have a lovely day living from your highest and best, and wear shoes that fit perfectly. Find this company that makes these shoes to your mold, to your feet, and see the difference living on perfect shoes. Since you're going to wear them anyhow, you might as well have the best. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.